For some odd reason, one of the clearest memories I have of sitting in these pews when I was much younger is of Megan Ernst standing up at this pulpit at the end of her senior year, delivering a speech on a similar youth Sunday. I distinctly remember seeing her and telling myself that I was going to do that one day. So when Megan approached me with the opportunity to speak on this place, I could not let my 9 or so year old self down. My first church service at Holy Innocence was when I was 5 days old. So in every sense of the phrase, I have grown up here. Granted, I probably screamed and cried the entire first service, but I guess you could say I just really wanted to make my presence known in this place that was going to slowly develop into a home for me and teach me more than I still now comprehend. I have stood up at this same spot many times before. I have been a lector at this church since I was in fourth grade, and I have read lessons, the prayers of the people, and every 3 o'clock Christmas service I can remember, desperately trying to remember to say the word of the Lord before, thanks be to God. I have such vivid memories of sitting at my kitchen counter the Saturday night before reading the lesson, Googling how to pronounce names in the Bible, and getting annoyed with my dad for telling me to slow down for the fifth time. Holy Innocence taught me to quickly get over any fear of public speaking I had at a young age and got me to be more comfortable standing in front of crowds, which proved extremely helpful in high school. Being a student at this school and a member at this church is rather uncommon, and most of my friends are still surprised when I tell them that where we go to chapel is in fact where I go on Sundays. They're still surprised when they realize I haven't had to look at the program to say the Nicene Creed since I was in about fourth grade. And they're curious when people in white collars and black shirts say hi to me in the high school because they've never seen them before. Holy Innocence taught me how to combine my communities and how to be an Episcopalian by teaching and showing others, even in small, seemingly insignificant ways. Beyond being a student and a member of this larger parish, the most significant experience I had here was being on vestry. It gave me perspective on aspects of the church I didn't think twice about beforehand, and truly showed me the background of the inner workings that go on here. I spent a lot of time at this church last year on weeknights, with only adults at dinner parties, and on conference calls as we chose the new rector. And I think we did a pretty good job. Holy Innocence taught me how to work with a group of people I was not familiar with and showed me the bond people can have when working for the same goal. During meetings, I tried to interject where I could, but a lot of the time when we talked about financials and budgeting, I just flipped through random pieces of paper, nodding along, completely lost. I would usually look to my side to see if I had it right, and almost every single time I was on the completely wrong packet. Just to be clear, I still don't understand those sheets, and Holy Innocence did not teach me how to understand financial Excel spreadsheets. But most importantly, with every palm I could never quite turn into a cross on Palm Sunday, with every communion wafer I ate before I was supposed to, with every time I messed up forming the cross, up, down, left, right, and with every time I wore an angel halo on my head during Christmas, Holy Innocence taught me faith. Faith in God, faith in people, and faith in community. In the Gospel today, Jesus looked toward his disciples and said, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." He sent them out into the world with all that he had taught them, and that is how I feel at this point of my life. I am about to be sent into the world, and I'm incredibly in debt to this place for what it and the people in it have taught me, and how I get to carry it all with me wherever I go. Thank you.